The first reading, taken within its context, teaches us a very, very important spiritual lesson, and I want to try to tease that out this morning. We're in the second book of Kings, chapter 19. Second book of Kings, chapter 19, just a chapter before chapter 18, we are introduced to Hezekiah, the greatest king in the history of Israel. In chapter 18, these are the words used to describe him. Hezekiah put his trust in the Lord, the God of Israel, and neither before him nor after him was there anyone like him in all the kings of Judah. He never turned away from the Lord. So this is a great man, this King Hezekiah, who is in today's first reading. Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, is out to get Hezekiah. So Assyria's Walmart and little Judah is this lemonade stand. And so they don't stand a chance. But here's the lesson now. Just before this one today, Assyria, the king of Assyria says, we're going to come and take you over, and they're already laying a siege. And Hezekiah goes to God, what am I to do? And through the prophet Isaiah, God says to him, don't be afraid. I'm going to take care of you. Don't be afraid. And so Hezekiah puts his trust in the Lord. God made it clear he's going to take care of him. Now here's the spiritual lesson. Then some days after it, Assyria sends more messengers, and this is what we read about today. So he sends more messengers to Hezekiah to scare him, to undermine the trust he has put in the Lord. God made clear that he was going to take care of him, and he made it clear in a time of peace and consolation. And now this thing comes to try to undermine that trust, to scare him to change. Dear people, this is how one grows in union with God, staying true to what he has revealed to us with clarity and peace and consolation. And then when everything starts to break loose, I have a choice to stay faithful to this or to turn away. Are you following me? At Mass, he does this. He shows us when this situation comes up today that came up yesterday, or he shows us about a greater generosity to let go of something. And he reveals it clearly to us. When it comes up, we need to stay faithful what he revealed in clarity. So we grow in trust, which brings us to the gospel. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life. This road is the way of trust and love. It's the way of trust and love. It's that road. And if I don't learn how to be faithful to him, to what he has revealed to me in a time of peace and clarity, in a time when I lose that peace and I don't have that clarity, if I don't learn how to stay faithful to that, I don't progress on that road. It's long enough for a daily Mass homily. May God give us the grace to do that.